Lucy, if you're going to watch television, go in the living room. If you're going to eat your dinner, sit down and eat it.
If you'd gotten home on time, we could have finished dinner before this program started.
Well, I'm sorry, but I have to earn a living.
Hi, folks.
Hi.
Hi, kids.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you'd be through dinner. Well, Ricky had to work late. Want some coffee? Just coffee?
Ethel, you can't be hungry again.
Well, I just want a little sweet taste. I have some brownies, but I'm afraid they're pretty stale. Stale brownies taste better. Okay. Just coffee will be fine. All right, we'll have it in the living room.
Come on, Federico.
All right.
Can I help you? Yeah, I got me a couple more dummy cast cups there, right there.
All right, Rick.
How you been, friend?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Okay, boy.
Hey, who's going to win that fight Wednesday night?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet. Say, how about me getting a couple of tickets and we're going to see it, eh?
How can you go? Don't you have to work?
Oh, didn't I tell you? They're painting the club. I got a week off.
Oh, great. A whole week off? Well, how come you didn't tell me before?
Well, I guess I figured that Lucy would tell Ethel, and Ethel will tell you.
Ethel didn't say a word. I wonder why old Blabbermouth kept it a secret.
Here's your coffee.
Uh-oh.
Good, good.
There we are.
There you are, Fred.
Ethel, why didn't you tell me Ricky had a week off?
What? Lucy, why didn't you tell me Ricky had a week off? Why didn't you tell me Ricky had a week off?
I told you.
No, you didn't told me.
Well, I guess I thought I did.
Well, you didn't.
They're painting the club so everybody gets a vacation.
They're painting the club so everybody gets a vacation. They're painting the club.
I heard.
Oh, honey, that's sensational. When does it start?
It's already started. They're beginning to paint tomorrow.
Oh, boy, Ricky. What are you going to do with all that time off?
Oh, don't worry about that.
I should say not. Fred and I are going to see the fights Wednesday night. On Thursday night, I got a poker game. And some of the boys are lining up a hunting trip for the rest of the week.
Oh, haven't you forgotten something, dear?
No.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hate to tell you this, but the Lucy Ricardo Travel Bureau has made other reservations for you.
Such as what?
I can arrange for you to spend 7 glorious days at 623 East 68th Street. The cuisine is wonderful, the rates are reasonable, and we have facilities for all the popular sports, such as vacuuming, washing dishes, hanging diapers out to dry.
Now, Lucy...
Besides, there's a gentleman who lives in this neighborhood who's just dying to meet you. He's heard a lot about you, and I think it's high time you two got together.
Who's that?
His name is Ricky Ricardo, Jr.
You mean little Ricky?
Oh, then you have heard of him.
Now, look, I don't want to start any...
Let's go, Fred.
Yeah.
We'll go through the kitchen and pick up those brownies on the way out.
That's out?
Well, I'm not going to eat them. I'm afraid they're going to start throwing things. If they use those brownies, they'll kill each other.
Now, just a minute. Nobody has to go anyplace. There's not going to be any arguments. Lucy's absolutely right.
Oh, yeah. I am.
Yes, you are. I'm going to cancel everything and stay right here at home with my child.
It's a boy, you know.
Oh, I've heard.
Isn't that wonderful? Sit down, you two. Oh, honey, that's just great. I'll go get little Ricky. He should be through with his book by now.
All right.
Book? Yeah, he likes to spend about an hour with a good book before he goes to sleep.
Reading it?
No, tearing it. He sometimes heats a page or two.
Oh, you're crazy.
Imagine that, a whole week off with nothing to do, just hang around the house.
Yeah, I ought to take a week off myself sometime.
From what? You've been hanging around the house for 23 years. I wish you'd take a week off and go someplace.
Has it only been 23 years?
Betty,
boy,
that's about
it. Say goodnight to Aunt Ethel.
Good night,
darling.
Say goodnight to Uncle Fred.
Good night, son.
Well, look who's here, Mr. Ricardo.
How do you do, my boy? You know, I heard a lot about you. We're going to be spending a lot of time together from now on.
Well, I'll tuck him in, tell him his bedtime story.
Hey, let me do that.
Do what?
Tuck him in and tell him his bedtime story. Come on, man.
Well, okay.
Give me his bottle here.
Okay.
What's your favorite bedtime story, huh?
Little Red Riding Hood.
Little Red Riding Hood. Oh, yeah.
You sure you know it?
Of course I know it. My mother used to tell it to me when I was a little child.
Oh.
We have bedtime stories in Cuba, too, you know. You just rest your mind at ease.
Yes, sir.
Come on, boy, come on. I'll tell you your favorite bedtime story. Caperucita Roja.
Oh, isn't it wonderful seeing them together? Gee, you know what? Caperucita Roja, what's that?
I don't know.
Maybe it's Little Red Riding Hood in Spanish.
Oh, this I gotta see.
Can we come along?
Sure, come on, hurry up.
Oh, he's pushing this awful pop and everything. Boy, you're a big, strong boy. Come on now, come on. Now you be a good boy. Okay, your favorite toy. Here we go. Okay, look at this. Woo! Come on.
Okay, I'm going to tell you your favorite bedtime story, Caperucita Roja. Now, once upon a time, había una muchachita muy bonita que le decían Caperucita Roja porque siempre tenía un red bonnet. Now, una mañana, su mamá le dio un basket y en el basket puso frijoles, tortillas y también le puso ahí vino. Y le dijo, Caperucita Roja, lleva este basket a tu gran mamá que está en su casa y tu gran mamá está feeling lousy. Caperucita Roja cogió el basket y dice, all right, mamá, adiós, mamá, y se fue. ¿Sí? Y entonces miró y allí estaba el lobo. Y el lobo dijo, buenos días, Caperucita Roja. Y Caperucita dijo, buenos días, señor lobo. Y el lobo dijo, ¿qué tienes ahí en el basket? Y Caperucita dijo, aquí en el basket tengo frijoles, tortillas y vino, que se lo voy a llevar a gran mamá que está feeling lousy. Y el lobo dijo, muy bien. ¿Por qué no vas por el jardín and pick some flowers? Y Caperucita dijo, all right, muy bien. Y se fue por el jardín to pick the flowers. La, 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 la. Y entonces el lobo dijo, ajá, gran mamá en la casa. Boom, boom, boom. Y gran mamá dice, hello, ¿quién está ahí? Y el lobo dijo, Caperucita Roja. Y gran mamá dice, venga, entra, entra. Y el lobo abrió la puerta y entró. Y estaba la gran mamá en la cama. Not bad. Y entonces se metió en la cama y cogió el blanket y se cubrió. ¿Sí? Y Caperucita estaba por allá por el bosque picando the flowers. Y llegó a casa de gran mamá y abrió la puerta y dice, buenos días, gran mamá. Y el lobo dijo, buenos días, Caperucita. Y Caperucita dijo, gran mamá, what big orejas tú tienes. Y el lobo dijo, sí, para oírte mejor, my dear. Y Caperucita dijo, gran mamá, what big ojos tú tienes. Y el lobo dijo, sí, para verte mejor, my dear.
Y Caperucita dijo, gran mamá, qué boca tan grande tú tienes. Y el lobo dijo, tweet, tweet. Y entonces vino ya el hunter. Y el hunter hizo, pum, pum, pum. Y el lobo se cayó, muerto. Dead. Y Caperucita, gracias, señor lobo. Gracias, señor lobo. Gracias, señor el hunter. Gracias por matar el lobo. Y el señor hunter dijo, no hay de qué, Caperucita Roja. Y entonces se sentaron para comer el dinner y se comieron las tortillas, los frijoles y el vino. Y todo el mundo vivió happily ever after.
Well, how'd it go, dear?
Oh, fine. Real good.
Isn't it fun telling him a bedtime story?
Oh, yeah. Did you see the expression on his face when I did it, Lobo?
Yeah, wasn't that the... What do you mean, did I see the... Did you know we were out there?
Well, I didn't know it all the time. At first, I thought it was mice. But I never heard a mice giggle before. I didn't know you were there till the very end. Jeez, wonderful taking care of the baby. Why don't you let me take complete charge while I'm home?
You mean everything?
Yeah, all day, everything.
That means getting up at 6 o'clock.
So? That's not so tough.
Well, I don't know if you know this working nights are and all, but there's a 6 o'clock in the morning, too.
I know, I know. Yeah. Now, look, starting tomorrow morning, you don't have to worry about anything. I'll get up and take care of the baby, and you can stay in bed and sleep as long as you want.
Sleep as long as I want. Oh, honey, that sounds so wonderful. Isn't that great?
Okay, my boy, are you ready for your breakfast? Like a big breakfast. Spanish omelette with green onions, green peppers, and mushrooms.
Spanish omelette?
Come on, you gotta eat all of your oatmeal. All your oatmeal, come on. Come on, then you grow big and strong and you can have a Spanish omelette like your old man. Come on. There you go. There you go. Listen, we better put a napkin on you because if you get some...
Can't get any stop with that.
I'm in the man.
Eh? Don't you want any more?
Okay, you had enough. Come on. We go get dressed for the day, eh? We're gonna go out and play football, and we're gonna box, and we're gonna have a wonderful time. Come on. Up we go. Up we go. That's the boy.
That's the boy. Yes, sir.
Shh. We don't want to wake Mommy up. This is the first good rest she's had in a long time.
Lucy, will you stop pacing back and forth? I'm getting a crick in my neck.
I'm sorry. I guess I'm a little nervous. After all, this is the first time Ricky's had to take care of the baby all day all by himself.
Now listen, Lucy.
What's that?
What's what?
I heard a cry.
Oh, wait a minute. That was Mrs. Trumbull's cat.
Are you sure?
I am, unless little Ricky's sitting on the windowsill going meow. Come on, sit down. Relax.
All right.
Oh, go get your hat and coat. We're going shopping.
Oh, yeah, I guess it would be better if I got away from here.
Sure, this is your big day off, remember?
Oh, yeah, I'm just being silly. I'll go get my things. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
How you doing?
Just fine.
Ethel and I thought we'd go shopping.
Good, honey, go ahead.
Horseback riding business, you know?
Yeah, what a jockey he'd make.
Who do you like in the fifth at Santa Anita?
If you'd rather I didn't go shopping, I don't have to go.
Oh, now, honey, stop being a worry wart.
I'm not a worry wart.
Well, you run along. We'll be just fine. Say goodbye, Mommy.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye, Mommy.
Bye-bye, darling.
Goodbye, Mommy.
Bye-bye, darling.
Say bye-bye, Mommy.
Bye-bye, darling.
Bye-bye,
oh,
Mommy.
Baby. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Mommy.
Hey, Rick.
Bye-bye.
Yeah?
What's the matter with us, sir?
Oh, I'll turn it, Fred.
Oh, I can fix it.
No, Fred. Wait a minute. I'll do it.
I'm not.
Let me do it.
Will you
hold
it?
No, hold it. Wait a minute. This is a very funny thing here. You got to know how to do it.
Coming in now.
It is? Yeah, that's the game. There you are.
Well, get over there and sit down. Let's watch it. Right?
This
is a big game, yeah. Oh, kickoff.
Wow. What's he doing?
Well, I'm ready. I'm sorry I took so long. I wasn't going to... Lucy, you gonna look like that all afternoon?
Probably.
Now listen, honey, you gotta get used to being separated from your son. That's part of being a mother.
I don't see why.
Well, it just is. First he'll go to school, and then he'll go away to college, and then he'll get married and leave home altogether.
Oh!
Oh, don't cry. He'll come home for Thanksgiving and Christmas. That is, if his mother-in-law doesn't mind. Come on, you'll feel better when we get in the stores.
Well, maybe you're right. Oh! Ricky!
What was he doing out in the hall?
That's what I'd like to know. Honey, are you all right?
Lucy!
Honey, what?
Your door's open. He must have crawled out and they didn't even miss him.
Oh, no. Oh, no, honey, sneak down and close that door.
Okay.
I've got an idea.
I closed the door. Listen, you take care of the baby. I'm going to give a certain absent-minded Cuban a lesson he'll never forget.
Okay, come on.
That's all right, sweetie pie.
Here you are.
Turn it down a little bit, will you, friend?
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh, hello, dear.
Oh, hi.
Ethel and I were just getting ready to leave, and I thought I'd check and see how little Ricky was.
Oh, honey, stop worrying. He's fine. He's just fine.
Oh, is he?
Sure, sure.
Put him on, dear. I'd like to say goodbye.
Wait a minute. Fred, what's with the Ricky?
I don't know.
Look in the bedroom, will you?
Well.
The Ricky? The Ricky? It's a Ricky.
He's not in the Rick.
Honey, little Mrs. Rick right now.
What's that?
Little Rick is busy right now.
Busy? Doing what?
He's watching the football game with his Uncle Fred.
Oh.
Yeah, I haven't called you right after the game.
Gee, I didn't want to upset Lucy.
Fred, where is he? Where is he? I haven't got him. He could have left here. The door is closed. He's got to be in the apartment someplace.
Maybe he's hiding.
Yeah, he's playing hide and seek. That's it. Little Ricky. Little Ricky.
Ollie, Ollie, out and free.
Fred, he must have gotten out in the hallway someplace. I'll go get him.
I'll call the police.
Call the police? What for?
Well, every time a kid wanders away, you go down and look in the police station, and you find him there eating an ice cream cone.
Okay, call the police. Hello? Hello?
I forgot my gloves.
Oh.
Where's little Ricky?
He's taking a nap.
Oh, another nap? He already had one, dear.
I know, yeah, but his little eyes got very tired watching television, and he wants to take another nap.
Oh, well, maybe I better take a look at him then.
No!
You
see, his team lost, and he's pretty upset.
Yeah, his team lost. He's very upset.
Oh, yeah. Well,
You run along, dear.
No, I think I'll wait and see him when he wakes up. I miss him, darling.
Oh.
I better go and look at the furnace.
Yeah, look at the furnace. It's cold in here. Go ahead, Fred. Goodbye. He might sleep for a long time. He was very tired.
I'll wait.
Oh.
My baby.
Now, Lucy, wait a minute.
I don't like the way you're acting. I'll bet he isn't even in there.
Now, honey.
Now, honey, come here, sir. He couldn't possibly be.
Aha! Aha!
He's here! I mean, he's here!
Come here, come to Mama, darling.
Hello, baby.
Hi, baby.
Hello,
hi, sweetheart.
I love you.
Well, honey.
Lucy! Yeah? Lucy! He's gone!
Who's gone?
Fred. I can't find him anywhere.
Here I am.
Fred's here.
Hello, son. Did you have a nice nap?
Thank you.
Lucy is a Desilu production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time. This is the CBS Television Network.